So, do you have any place with maybe with lots of trees, or I mean lots of grass growing in it, with water standing up sometimes along the river?
Well, it come natural. Yes, there's some grass on the river, but we use it. Didn't plant in it there. It come by itself, grow wild there.
What do you call that? When it does that?
Well, we don't have any name for it. Just common grass. Probably I can answer some of those questions in Spanish, but only in English, I don't know.
Well, what are some other kinds of land they have in other places? Do you know of any other kinds of land people have somewhere else?
Pues, I don't know. Besides the area, what we call what the rest, what is out of town, we call them pastures. But they generally gather them.
Does a pasture have a fence around it?
What?
A fence around it.
Yes, sir. It's a fence.
What are the kinds of fences they would have?
Kind of what?
Fences that have around the pasture.
Mostly on the around the pasture that they are barbed wire.
Well, do they have before they had barbed wire? Before they used barbed wire, like, did you ever see any other?
They use some kind of mesquite leaves or whatever they can find there, wood.
How would you build a fence like that?
I can't explain it in English, but they used to put two posts close together, you see, at a certain distance, say 10 feet or 8 feet, and then fill it in the middle of those two posts. They fill it with any kind of mesquite or brush or brush leaves, you see.
That would keep the animals.
They just gotta keep them from coming out.
Where would you build a fence like that?
Huh?
Where would you build a fence like that?
When?
Where? Around what?
Around a small pasture or some small corral.
So you wouldn't put that around a big pasture?
No. Before they started using wire there, all the country was open here.
Do you remember when any open country around here?
No, by the time I was born, everything was fenced down.
Well, are there any mountains around here or anything like that?
Any what?
Any mountains? Anywhere near?
No, just a small hill.
So, you say you do have hills around here?
Yes, sir.
Well, have you ever seen anything bigger than the hills?
Not in here. I can see some mountain there, but not around here.
Where have you seen the mountains?
Mexico.
Where have you traveled to? That's interesting.
Well, not long ago, I used to go. I don't go very far into the Mexico, not to Monterrey, but there are several mountains there. They call them there Sierra Madre. It's part of the Rocky Mountains, I guess. You see, maybe you know, somewhere in the United States, I don't know if it's in Colorado, I don't know, all those Nevada mountains, they divide one to the west and another to the side. When they go into Mexico, they call them Sierra Madre Oriental, that's Eastern Mountain, and Sierra Madre Occidental, that's the Western Mountain. And part of the Eastern Mountain, you can cross it when you go from Laredo to Monterrey.
Oh, yes? That looks beautiful. Where else have you traveled to?
What?
Where else have you traveled to?
Me? Well, during this summer, like I tell you the other day, I went to across the United States from here to Indiana, and then from Indiana to Florida, to Miami, and then from Miami, I flew to San Antonio in an airplane.
Tell me about taking those trips.
Huh?
Tell me about those trips.
Well, I can tell you much, but as you know, much of the bus terminal, they are in the big city, they are in downtown, you see. That way, I had a chance to see what's going on in the center of the cities, and for instance, in San Luis, I had a chance to see that big arc they built in there. You ever saw about that big bowl there? Well, the bus terminal, that's not very far from there, and I had a chance to pass through it. I cannot see it from the bus up to the top, but a big part of it, it's taller than the Statue of Liberty, about some 200 or 300 feet taller than the Statue of Liberty. And besides that, I had a chance to look at the country over there. It's very different.